Turn with me in your Bibles, if you will, to 1 Kings chapter 18. That's 1 Kings chapter 18, and we start at verse 1. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go shew thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to shew himself unto Ahab, and there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went out by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, told Elijah, Behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou my Lord? Art thou not my Lord, Elijah? And he answered him, I am. Go tell thy Lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, and thou wouldest deliver thy servant unto the hand of Ahab to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation nor kingdom, neither my Lord hath not seen to seek, whither my Lord hath not seen to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, Behold, Elijah is here. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee whither I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. When it was told my Lord that I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. Verse 14, And now thou sayest, Go tell thy Lord, Behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah lived, said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before myself I stand, I will surely shew myself unto him today. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, when Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, Art thou he that troubleth Israel?
Uh-huh.
And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. Yeah, Balaam. Now therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. So Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word.
I guess not.
Then said Elijah unto the people, even I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them close one bullock for themselves. Choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on wood, and put no fire under, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answereth by fire, let him be God.
Yeah.
And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken.
Yeah, it is.
So what I'm going to be speaking on here tonight is the subject of a man who would not bow down.
Yeah.
Elijah would not bow down. He was put under pressure, as so many of God's prophets are. And people who serve God are pressured to submit under any kind of different authority. But as it was seen in Elijah's day, he would not submit to anyone but the Lord. Yet, so many people wanted people to be brought together to worship all kinds of gods. But as the Bible records, it is wicked to do those kind of things. So faith is something that is most important to come in this day.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you is, are you trusting in God, or are you trusting in gods?
Yeah.
My friend, in these last days, one thing that is coming is a one world order.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know how long it would be to have something like that. But it was dangerous even in Jesus' day and Elijah's day to worship all these gods. Because all these gods will lead you to one place.
Yes, they will.
And that is hell.
Yes.
But the Lord Jesus Christ will lead you to heaven.
Yes, he will.
So, as Elijah was alluded to in there, how long halt ye between two opinions? My friend, it's time to stop straddling the fence and decide which side you are on.
Decide.
You have to decide who you're going to serve. Who are you serving? Are you living by faith? Because faith is the evidence of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
So, therefore, faith is definitely the greatest factor here. But I do ask you, my friend, where is your faith, and who is it in? Have you been halting between two opinions? My friend, it's dangerous to straddle the fence. For as in Joshua also records, if it seem evil to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve.
Yeah.
Whether it be the God that thy fathers served on the other side of the river, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Yeah.
So, I say to you now, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on?
Whose side?
I mean, you cannot have it both ways. You cannot serve two masters. As it says in John's, chapter, back in Matthew, chapter 6, it says that you cannot serve God and mammon. So you cannot serve two masters, as it says back there. So, as in Elijah's day, I repeat, as in Elijah's day, there were so many who were doing nothing but wishy-washy. And those are no doubt splitting hell wide open because of their bullheadedness.
Come on.
But Elijah is in heaven. As we speak, Elijah is in heaven because he chose to serve the Lord.
Yes,
so, now, you say, preacher, aren't you belaboring this point? Excuse me, but this point does need to be belabored, because we are living in a time where a one world order is coming, and there needs to be servants for God and servants for God now, with backbone, because the one world order can be held off for a while, but it is coming. It's coming. So, Lord, I pray that the Lord will hold it off for a little while longer. He can. He's able to do all things. And he cannot fail, for he says in his word he cannot lie. So, therefore, he does call for this decision, and he does call for faith. Because Elijah was no sissy. For if he were, then he would not have gone up there to Mount Carmel to face a bunch of devils the way he did.
Not them.
The Mount Carmel story is one of my favorite stories out of the Bible.
Come on, preacher.
And to know its history and whatnot, and to know how Elijah was such a man of faith, just really floors me. So I ask you, who are you going to work for? Is it going to be Jesus, or is it going to be Satan? For as I said previously in the sermons from John, you need to decide who you're going to serve, and that's it.
Right.
I mean, we need to stop all this fence straddling. There are just so many Christians out there today. They're just fence straddling. I'm so sick of it.
Come on, preacher.
And you just need to decide whose side are you on. So I challenge you tonight, and I ask you, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that this message about Elijah, a man of faith, will touch many a heart. That if even one person does not know you that's going to get one of these tapes, please make today the day that they would accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. For there is none other name under heaven given by men by wherewith we must be saved. It's you, Jesus. It's you, dear Jesus. There is something beautiful about that name. And it is a beautiful name.
Yes, it is.
And you are the most beautiful name in the all the universe, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Now I ask you, with heads bowed and eyes closed, are you saved?
Are you saved?
Do you know with beyond the shadow of a doubt that if you died this very night? Not that I would wish it on anybody. If you died this very night, do you know you would be in heaven? With every head bowed and every eye closed, I raise your hand as a testimony to that. Say, preacher, I am saved. I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. Would you raise your hand?
Yes.
Okay, now, we're still in prayer. If you would say, preacher, I don't know Christ personally, but I would like to know. Could you explain it to me? I would be very happy to do that.
Tell us.
Okay. First of all, in order to be saved, you have to remember, there has to have been a time in your life when you knew you were a sinner, Romans 3:10, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Okay? You realize that unsaved sinners go to hell. All unsaved sinners go to hell. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So there's two parts to that verse. For the wages of sin is death, which means hell, but that's a change of direction. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So no one in their right mind has to die and go to hell. How beautiful that is. So, but you realize that unsaved sinners go to hell, and you prayed afterwards, and you sincerely repented and received Christ as your Savior. For as it says in John 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So there's a couple of parts to that. Let me explain that to you. That if you confess with thy mouth, that's the first part, confession with the mouth, and shalt believe. Believe. This isn't just a 1, 2, 3, pray with me type thing. This is something that you have to do because the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. I'm not trying to force you into anything. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But I want you to know that this is not just you pray some little prayer and you never change.
Right.
You just never do. So, but don't do it just because I'm doing it. It's not a 1, 2, 3, pray with me. And shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead. You must believe that in your heart when you are confessing. Thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So there's two to three parts in those in that verse.
Yeah.
So you must mean it with all your heart. And if the Holy Spirit has convicted you, if the Holy Spirit has convicted you, and you would like to come to this altar and pray, and if you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you to pray a sinner's prayer, only if you mean it. Now, only if you mean it. I'm not trying to talk you into this. But pray something to this effect, such as this. Dear Jesus, I do know that I'm a sinner. But Lord God, I do apologize for all of the wrong things that I've done, all the times that I've sinned against you. And now, Lord, I'm asking you right now to forgive me from all of that sin and come into my heart and into my life and make me a new person. I want to be born again and know you personally. And from this day on, I will do the very best to serve you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me and giving me eternal life. Amen.
Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Oh, I know you put it on.
just sing it with us. Sing it out.
Come unto Jesus. Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Let him have his way. Oh, I know.
My Jesus is alive.